There's lots of different things.
Not for him.
That's another English alphabet.
Trying to teach me the alphabet. It was interesting.
How about Revelation
1:10? Revelation Is it in the Lord's name?
Yes, in the Lord's name.
It's in the Lord, in spirit or in the gospel?
In the Lord's name, I was in the spirit.
Okay. That's good, right?
How about Matthew 1:23? We were looking at the virgin.
The virgin.
The virgin. Luke 1:27, is that virgin?
That's virgin.
Hebrews 1:1. In the prophets, through the prophets, by the prophets.
By the prophets.
By the prophets, same as King James. Hebrews 5:7. From death, out of death.
From death.
From death?
Yeah.
Okay, same as King James. Matthew 5:8, pure in heart.
Pure in heart.
Okay, Adams.
Adams is clean hearted.
Clean hearted.
Clean hearted.
New King James?
Pure in heart.
Pure in heart.
Same as the King James,
Dewey.
Blessed are the clean of heart.
Clean of heart.
Clean
Dewey comes up with some real literal renderings. King James, pure in heart. King James 2.
Pure in heart.
ERV and ASV.
Pure in heart.
Both of them?
Yes.
In there? Give them there to get going. NAS.
Pure in heart.
NAS, pure in heart. RSV.
Pure in heart.
NEB.
Those whose hearts are pure.
20th century.
Pure in heart.
Benton.
Pure in heart.
Raymond. Malka.
Pure in heart.
Goodspeed.
Goodspeed's pure in heart.
Byington.
Clean in mind.
Clean in mind.
Clean in mind.
Okay, that's the first different one we've had. C.B. Williams.
Pure in heart.
We couldn't find Berkeley yet. Phillips.
Happy at the utterly sincere.
Beck.
Whose hearts are pure.
Good news.
Pure in heart.
Living.
Hearts are pure.
Whose hearts are pure? Let's get a recap on living on all the verses we're missing. Got Revelation 1 again.
Revelation 1:10.
Why is it amplified while we're doing that?
We're coming up to it. Yeah.
It was the Lord's day, and I was worshiping when I heard a loud voice behind me.
Okay, it was the Lord's Day, and I was worshiping. Who else had worshiping? Ledyard?
Yes.
Ledyard had worshiping?
Ben had Tuesday.
Ben had something strange.
Okay, I have something weird as well.
How about Amplified for that passage?
Okay. I was in the Spirit, wrapped in His power on the Lord's day.
R-A-P-T or W-R-A-P-P-T?
R-A-P-T.
Wrapped in His power.
What translation was that?
Amplified, number 30.
Wrapped in His power.
Can you repeat that?
I was in the Spirit, wrapped in His power on the Lord's day.
Let's hear Living from Matthew 1:23.
Lanny, I have NAB now. You don't really know what NAB is.
Oh, you got NAB?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
What number is that?
37.
Okay. 37 NAB. Revelation 1:10. On the Lord's day, I was caught up in ecstasy.
Caught up in ecstasy.
The Virgin.
1:23 for Amplified.
The Virgin.
1:23 for Confraternity and NAB.
NAB is the Virgin.
Fraternity is the Virgin.
How about Luke 1:27? For in-house.
Amplified says, to a girl never having been married and a virgin.
Okay.
Which one is that?
Amplified. 1:27. How about Living? Confraternity. Map.
Okay, Confraternity is 2 a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph.
Okay.
Virgin.
What's Living at?
a virgin.
Living as a virgin. New American Bible.
NAB as to a virgin.
Hebrews 1:1.
Living is.
It does have in, so that's.
Right.
Or
living is through the prophets.
Living has through the prophets.
NAB has through the prophets.
Is by the prophets.
Hebrews 5:7.
Okay, Hebrews 5:7, conformity. He was able to save him from death.
From death, confraternity, same as King James.
Save him out from death.
Okay.
NAV. To save him from death.
Living.
Save him from premature death.
From premature death.
What was the Amplified? Let's see. Amplified says, who was always able to save him out from death.
I wrote premature death in 40.
Yeah,
minus 15.
We get all those. Ready for Matthew 5:8 again?
What was NAB?
NAB.
Which one?
From death.
From death. Yeah. Yes, from death.
Okay, Matthew 5:8, Jerusalem.
Then is Berkeley the only one we don't have in?
Berkeley's the only one we don't have. If we don't get it by next week, we'll just let it go.
Funny, I couldn't find America.
Couldn't find America. Really is an American.
He was there last week.
Somebody's probably either using it or put it back in the Greek section.
Okay. Can someone read Weymouth?
We didn't have Weymouth tonight. Or in America. Jerusalem.
Pure in heart.
Jerusalem, pure in heart. Barclay.
Pure in heart.
NIV. The pure in heart. Okay, Weist.
Weist says, pure in the sphere of the heart.
bringing out the data, amplifying.
Are the pure in heart?
Basic. Clean in heart. Kingsley.
Pure in heart.
Norley.
Norley is pure in heart.
Ledyard.
Pure heart.
Knox.
Clean off heart.
Confraternity.
Pure of heart.
Nab.
The single hearted.
Single hearted. Single hearted. Open concept.
That's in the election state.
Oh, it might be. I just have a revulsion to utterly sincere. Single hearted. Could be good, could be bad.
Maybe it's Dale?
Dale
Marsh, maybe?
Dale didn't have the card. Does anybody just have one? No. You just have one?
Yeah.
Do you want to take Concord?
Sure.
Okay, we'll get it at the break and we'll catch up.
Okay.
New World.
Pure in heart.
Pure in heart. Ramsey.
Pure in heart.
Simple.
Pure hearts.
Pure hearts.
People who have pure hearts are happy.
Pure hearts. Recovery.
Pure in heart.
New century.
Pure in their thinking.
Pure in their thinking.
What did Byington have?
Byington. And minus five.
That's your rating.
Clean in mind.
Clean in mind. What's new century?
Pure in their thinking.
Pure in mind and pure in their thinking.
Yes.
Let's talk about NAV, single-hearted. How many gave that a zero or better? Anybody give that a zero or better?
One number.
37.
Number 37. Single-hearted was the rendering. Okay, zero or better. How many gave it a minus 15 or worse? Okay. Why'd you give it that?
Because it missed the meaning altogether, I thought.
Okay, and you put a consequence on it.
Right. And,
median consequence.
No.
And did you take it in a negative way?
Well, yeah, it sounds like, Christian Science or something, where you're changing a pure heart to how you're thinking.
Okay.
I can't even remember what it was right now.
Single-hearted.
That, if you just have a good motive and a nice, if you set yourself in one direction, then you're going to be all right.
Okay, how about somebody that took it in a positive sense? You didn't give it the minus 15 and not say anything. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, you can only have a pure in heart if you have a single mind. And that's the way I took it. I give it a
positive. You give it a positive. How about you?
I give it a minus 5, but more of a positive stroke, because there's other places in the Bible that says they have a single eye or something like that, and it has to do with the heart attitude. And so I give it kind of that. It was the heart attitude of having a single heart, but because it was kind of off, I gave my doc just a little bit.
That's why I give it a 0. It could be misinterpreted.
I gave it a minus 5 because I thought it was highly inaccurate. But then I thought, well, having a single heart, that isn't bad. That could be taken good. It could be taken bad, but it could be taken good. And since the meaning of it is up in the air, I just left it at minus 5. I wouldn't give it any worse. So, because I didn't feel that I was required to take it in a bad sense. The utterly sincere, you might argue for that in a positive, but I just... It's like it's so blatant of a thing. You know, it's like saying, blessed are those who are very religious. The word religious. That's just, yeah. You know, it's like I just have a prejudice against the word religious versus maybe a word like righteous or something like that. And utterly sincere, it's kind of like one of these words that's misused, and just have a negative reaction to it. Single-hearted, I don't have a problem with that. I think we should be single-hearted in the right sense. So I just left it at minus 5 since it wasn't accurate to what was being said here. Any further commentary on this one? Question?
I assume you rated Wiest as a 5.
In the sphere of the heart, I considered that to be bringing out the grammar aspect, so I gave it a 5. I liked it.
I have a couple of these repeated.
Yes, let's hear what we need.
For Matthew 5:8, I need to hear Dewey, Numeric, Weymouth, and Phillips.
All right.
Phillips was pure in heart.
Phillips was pure in heart. Dewey was clean in heart. Numeric isn't here yet.
Wait a minute. Phillips? No. Phillips was the one that's way off.
Yeah.
Utterly sincere. Minus 30.
No.
Right.
Phillips was utterly sincere.
Yes.
What was Weymouth?
Weymouth is in here, and America's in here. We'll try to pick them up at the break. Dewey was clean in heart. Any other repeats? Go ahead.
C.B. Williams, number 20.
C.B., what was that?
Pure. That was pure. Okay. And also Beck, Good News and Living. I missed those. So Matthew 24 and 25.
Beth is pure in heart.
Good news?
Good news is pure.
Living?
Living is pure in heart.
Okay.
Any others?
Adams.
Adams, number 3.
Adams was pure.
Pure in
it
heart.
Was?
Or clean in heart.
Oh, yeah.
Same difference.
Yeah.
Adams, clean in heart. Make sure you read these accurately, because some people might be making a distinction between clean and pure. Now, I didn't make one, but some people might. So make sure you give them what they need. Let's look at Matthew 5:6, right in the context. Righteousness. It's a key word in the New Testament. Righteousness. I'm going to give righteousness a 5. Candidates alongside of righteousness. Uprightness. Uprightness has got to be close. You know, it's got to be in there. It's almost accurate or somewhat accurate. Holiness. Boy, here's the problem. Holiness is right in there, but it's a different meaning. And so, I don't really want to give him a negative for holiness. It's hard to know what to do. Probably I'm going to give him a 3 for that. Probably 3. Um, Holiness is a good concept here. It's just righteous and holiness. Could be different, you know. They're really different. Doing right. Doing right starts to get away from a state of being more towards works and those kind of things. So, and it can really weaken the connotation. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for doing right. For doing right. Now, I don't consider that wrong. It's good to do right. It's good to hunger to do right. But it's not very accurate here. It's one thing to hunger for righteousness, another thing to hunger to do right. Boy, it's really rough here. I'm probably going to lean on minus one or minus three or something. Then there is to see right prevail. To see right prevail. See right prevail, boy, I'm looking at minus 15. It's totally off the whole context. It's, you know, justice and goodness in society. Justice, hunger and thirst for justice. Boy. Same as to see right prevail, except maybe it includes the idea of judgment. Is justice better than to see right prevail, or worse?
A little bit better.
I like it better.
Most people like it better?
Yeah.
I don't know if I do.
Same. Minus 10.
Same.
How about these people that hunger and thirst for justice? I don't have to take it that way. I'm just saying that's an aspect of it. I don't know, for lack of anything better, maybe I'll do the same as to see right prevail. Maybe I like it worse than that. Yes, it's sinking in the sunset. How about goodness? Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for goodness. Pretty weak. Man's efforts.
It's about like doing right.
Doing right, similar to doing right.
A little bit better.
Minus one.
What's the difference between right and goodness?
Minus 30. What's the difference between righteousness and goodness?
I think goodness sounds pretty close.
Goodness to me sounds like a little old lady who doesn't hurt anybody.
Goodness to me sounds like doing good deeds.
What about there's none that doeth good, my Father? There's none that is good.
Well, righteous and good seem to have different meanings to me. Good is more of a man's grading scale. Righteous is more of a God's grading scale. That's just the way I react to the words.
Jesus is good. He's righteous too.
Yeah, righteous does have a different meaning. I suppose there would be a difference in God saying he was a good man versus God saying he was a righteous man. He was a good man. That doesn't quite come across the same as he was a righteous man.
Zero.
To be good without being righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
To be good without being righteous.
Yeah, but if you ever witness to somebody, they always say, I'm good.
Well, the way I look at it,
you say they're righteous.
You're talking about a state. When you say goodness, you're saying it's a state of goodness. And that's not like doing, you know, being a good boy. Or it's a state of like righteousness. If they said doing good, then that would be a whole lot different.
What's goodness anyway? Here's a person hungry and thirsty for goodness.
Right.
I mean, what is it? I don't even know if I have a concept for it.
Goodness. They have a spiritual union that's good.
To me, it's through toward man and his works instead of looking toward the heaven.
Well, that's what I think.
It's good, but it doesn't make you righteous.
We better come up with something on goodness, because this is going to be a common thing. A lot of translations from around us.
I'm going to read it just like doing right.
Be good. Be good.
Yeah.
What did you do good?
Any other questions?
Yes. Is there something else between righteousness and uprightness? Did you have another one?
Not that I mentioned. Uprightness, I thought that was pretty close. I didn't get any negative connotation on uprightness.
Mm-hmm. I thought I heard so.
Any further comments here?
I got one coming up. It says, set them right with God. Oh, the bliss of those who hunger and thirst for all that set them right with God.
Let's evaluate that when we get there. By then, maybe we'll have a feel for it. We'll be able to.
Right.
I got one here for justice.
Justice? Well, we just. I've given that a -20, so I didn't like justice at all. Tyndale
is righteousness.
Tyndale, righteousness. The Amharic version?
Righteousness.
Adams
is righteousness.
New King James.
Righteousness.
Dewey.
Justice.
Justice for Dewey. Justice. King James, righteousness. King James 2.
Righteousness.
ERV and ASV.
Righteousness.
America's in here, NAS.
Righteousness.
RSV.
Righteousness.
NEV.
To see right, prevail.
To see right, prevail. 20th century.
Happy are those that hunger and thirst for the right.
For the right. Hunger and thirst for the right.
With a capital R.
What about the left?
Like Martin Luther King.
Yeah. It sounds like political action.
So. It's almost like doing right.
Doing right.
Fenton.
Righteousness.
Wayman is in here. Moffat.
Moffat is goodness.
Good speed.
Uprightness.
Uprightness. Byington.
For righteousness.
CB.
For being and doing right.
Being and doing right. You know, a lot of people hunger to be right. Nobody likes to be wrong. So that's impressed me much. Being and doing right. Oh, I did like that one.
Does it say hunger, though?
Yes. Hunger and thirst.
For being and doing right. I'm not glad to have it.
Like doing my
right. All right. Phillips.
Happy are those who are hungry and thirsty for goodness.
Better.
those who thirst to be righteous.
To be righteous. To be righteous. Oh, it's not that bad. It's going to be close. Good news.
It was to do what God requires.
Wow.
Hungry and thirst to do what God requires.
Well, let me read the, I should read the whole thing.
Yes.
Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires.
Well, that's positive. Can't get any negative about that. It's just not exactly what this is. To do what God requires.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Weast.
Righteousness.
Amplify.
Righteousness.
Basic.
Those whose heart's desire is right, is for righteousness.
Kingsley.
Goodness.
Gorley.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after uprightness.
Ledger.
Those who are hungry and thirsty to be right with God.
Knox.
Holiness.
Con Trinity.
May hunger and thirst for justice.
Nav.
Holiness.
Dagmar.
Righteousness.
Yeah.
Righteousness.
Darby.
Righteousness.
Program.
Are those who are hungry and thirsty for goodness.
Moffat was goodness also.
Ledger.
Hungry and thirsty to be right with God.
Barclay, number Barclay.
Those who hunger and thirst for all that sets them right with God.
All that sets them right with God.
What was Jerusalem again? What was that?
Fine.
Jerusalem is for what is right.
Right.
C.B. Williams.
For being and doing right. For being and doing right.
Did we do Wema?
The Wema
is not here yet. Okay. Another question. Let's look at verse 5. The meek. Meek or the milquetoast bride? This Greek word meek has the idea of a humble spirit or a gentle spirit. The word is a state of heart. And they just say, you have 5 minutes?
Yeah, that's the 5 minute bell.
Let's take a break and start right at me. You need generic, name it, and to court.